You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment. Welcome to Cannon Fodder, a behind-the-scenes look at the Glass Cannon Network.
What is going on, friends and family? It is Cannon Fodder! I got all screwed up. I'm like looking at my notes and I fouled it up. It is Wednesday, June 14th, 2023. It's a little show we call Cannon Fodder, and I'm a human being named Joe O'Brien.
Yep. And I'm Troy Applesauce LaValle.
Oh, slippery as applesauce. Slippery what is applesauce?
As applesauce.
Would you get some on yourself this morning?
Do you not remember applesauce?
Oh, wait.
Applesauce!
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Applesauce!
Oh, there's going to be so many inside jokes that I don't remember because I have a terrible, terrible memory. But what Troy is talking about is the thrilling return out of nowhere of Side Quest Side Sesh. We're going to talk Side Quest Side Sesh today, Season 2. We're going to talk about hyping some release dates for Haunted City and getting the trunk. We got some fun labs coming up. We got some exciting news about Tui. I mean, well, not about Tui, but about us playing Tui. I mean, this is fun stuff today. A loaded episode that I think is going to be a little front heavy, to be honest, because, man, Side Quest Side Sesh returns tomorrow night.
Crazy.
On Twitch. And it's just like last week we didn't mention it on the FOD because we were keeping it under wraps. No, that's not true. It's because last week we didn't know we were going to be doing Side Quest Side Sesh this week. Mm-hmm, it's wild. And what I love about it is exactly how the first Side Quest Side Sesh happened.
Yep.
So, Troy, what is this? How did this come to be?
Well, we've known for a while that there was going to be a gap between where I wanted to stop doing Strange Aeons and Twitch and the release of Gatewalkers. And as things have changed and that gap has become slightly larger, we knew there was going to have to be some sort of content there because we like to produce content every week. And it's very important, especially for our flagship feed, to ensure that there's always a drop every week. But we don't want to just put out anything. We want it to be good quality content. And so now that we're getting a better handle on when the release date for the new GCP is, we were like, okay, so we're looking at X amount of weeks here. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? And, you and I just kind of ignored the conversation because I guess we didn't want to think about it. We'd start talking about it at like the end of meetings. We're like, hey, yeah, we got to talk about that. And, then I text back and forth with you, which means I send a text and then 3 days later, Joe responds. We were just kind of cycling through ideas that were not great ideas. They were ideas that would be easiest for us.
They were ideas that would allow us to still release Gatewalkers in a reasonable amount of time. Like,
that's
when you keep
true.
Adding things to the plate, it takes away from other stuff.
Don't say that. People are going to believe you when you say that, and they're going to get angry.
Absolutely right.
It's just not the truth. They're mutually exclusive. It was always circling around my brain. Can we do this? Can I do this? Can I fucking run something else right now? It turns out that I can. I was like, we got to do it. We got to bring back Side Quest Side Sesh. I think it's a perfect time to do it. The summer is heating up. Why not bring back a show that is all about what we do best, which is just having fun?
So what is Side Quest Side Sesh? Season 2. Is that what we're calling it? Are we calling it
season 2? Yeah, I think we'll call it season 2. If you listened to all 37 episodes of the previous Side Quest Side Sesh, you'd know that we did, spoiler alert, don't listen the next couple minutes, we did three Pathfinder First Edition modules. We did Feast of Ravenmoor, and then we did the Midnight Mirror, and then we did Carrion Hill. I can't believe I remembered those. Okay.
And I didn't even remember it was three until this moment. I thought it was two.
It was three modules, and they haven't really released modules like that for 2E of that size. They have longer ones that like take you from first to fourth level. And then they have one shots that are not, I don't know why they call them one shots. They take 9.5 hours to play. but they don't really have anything equivalent. Anyways, the point is, if you listen to SideQuest Side Sesh, you know that like it ended pretty fucking crazy. You know, I don't want to spoil that. So go back and listen. I still think it's some of the best stuff we've ever done. It's certainly a time capsule for not only a time in our lives, but a time in the world with the pandemic. But I want to kind of, I don't want to give away too much because I want people to listen, but it's going to pick up after the events of the finale at some point.
So there's going to be connections.
Oh, yeah.
I want to ask you questions. Well, like,
go ahead, ask me. Maybe I can't tell you.
Is Skid playing Karazor?
I can't tell you that.
See, I know. Like, I know. What's the point in even asking? What's the point in even asking?
I will say there's going to be some really fun connective tissue.
And, I would say for people that have never listened to SideQuest Side Sesh, you would be totally fine just listening to this, like watching this, because it is years and years have passed and stuff like that. A lot of the characters are not going to be the same. However, that question, is Skid going to play Karazor, is such a loaded question because mm-hmm. it's a very complicated situation, which is, it's amazing. Over 37 episodes, if you listen back to it, you'll see why that question, it carries a lot of weight because it really is like, I have no idea. I don't even like have a suspicion. Like it could completely be one way or another. It's right down the middle there, 50-50. So anyway.
Yeah. And just, well, you know, once we settled on this and I felt good about it, then it was like the creative wheel started turning and I just feel like reinvigorated by the entire process because I'm like, oh my God, how cool is it? Like, imagine you finish something and then years later, a season two comes out. We'd always talked about doing it, but had never really thought about it. And I had a very cool idea of what that would look like, but you know, it just, it wasn't something that was a priority for us. But now that we're playing again, I'm able to kind of tap back into that. And I just love that story that we told, so I'm excited to get back into it in a very, very different way, and Jared Logan's going to be joining us for this round yep. as well, which is awesome.
It is. It's awesome. I'm very excited to have Jared be a part of it. Yeah, we were trying to figure out, you know, how to put this together very, very quickly, because this idea literally came through in the weekend, over the weekend. Mm-hmm. We kind of put this thing together, and we needed somebody that was going to be available immediately, like during the day, you know, to record, which is, that's a tough ask with our cast, with our normal cast, because not everybody does this full time. So like it's, that can be a little bit of a tough thing, but Jared happened to be available. I didn't know if it would work and he was. And so we were just like, yes, let's just go and start playing. So, how long is it going to last exactly? What is the exact number of weeks? I'm just asking what the audience is asking.
I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say it's going to be the show of the summer. And I will say that it is Pathfinder Second Edition. I will say, you know, it's funny. Yesterday, I saw so many comments, or 2 days ago when we dropped this. Is there going to be a podcast version? Like, you mean like every single one of our shows that we've ever done? Yes, there's going to be a podcast
except
version.
Labs.
Except
you
Glass Cannon
one
Labs.
Time with Labs. And everyone is so paranoid now.
So I hope that's going to be Twitch exclusive. I'm like, are you kidding me? We've done one fucking experimental show that's been Twitch exclusive. And now, first question, this is Twitch exclusive. I'm done. Like, dude, for 8 years, 98.5%. I mean, that number's low of our content has had a video and audio component. Yes.
And you just mentioned something that I don't know if you had already put it together or not, but the release of SideQuest Side Sesh Season 2 is the 8th birthday of the Glass Cannon Network.
You know what? I knew that day was coming up, and we had gone through a million different things that we were going to do to celebrate that. I forgot that's going to be
airing. I thought
of
it this morning. So I was like, you know, when we do that show, we got to mention, like, happy birthday, Glass Cannon.
Holy
we're celebrating
shit.
It by doing SideQuest Side Sesh. Honestly, I couldn't think of a better way right now because, mm-hmm. man, do we have fun doing that. It's just so much fun because, you know, it just has a different tone.
Yeah.
And going in, it's like there's like less weight on your shoulders because mm-hmm. the tone is so relaxed and so much fun. So very
and
much
I want to get back
to
that. You know, sometimes, and we've said this a lot, sometimes we get in the grind and it drags us down. It takes away our energy. And that's why these live shows that we do on tour, it kind of revitalizes us because you get that other element of the audience and you feel so good. But it's going to be nice to get back to this, get this in our body because, you know, with recording beginning soon for the new Glass Cannon podcast, I want to make sure that everybody's having fun. You know, I don't want it to have that necessarily the silly tone of Strange Aeons and Side Quest Side Sesh. I want it to have the gravitas that we're known for, as well as like dick jokes. But like, it's going to be good to kind of take our foot off the gas pedal a little bit and just get back to doing what we did long before we had a podcast, which is just like playing games for fun.
If you call Atticus Grimm silly again, I'm going to end this call and immediately stop the episode.
He's the only non-silly character on the show.
Why didn't anybody make anything not silly?
No, you take it very seriously. It's good. That's what we need. That we need that. But we also,
I love taking it seriously. We also, I'm never going to do a neck mouth.
We also need Arison Ethel. I think we all need Arison Ethel. Dude, I forgot how fucking funny that Asheville show was. I was watching.
Yeah, you guys, I haven't listened back to it yet, but I remember it being really, really funny. I gotta listen back to that. That was good stuff. I actually don't listen back to the live shows too often because they don't get any real touch ups. You know what I mean? They're just live, and so you don't really kind of edit those, and so it just kind of they go. But yeah, I got to listen back to that one.
Watch the video. Awesome. Like, watch when you guys celebrate after the.
You know, oh, that was amazing!
After the second hag goes through.
Well, we'll talk about that, and well, really the roll into episode 79 in a second here. But I want to talk about a few more things. One of which is Haunted City season 2 and Get in the Trunk season 5. Last week we said we'd be honing in on some release dates. Do you have release dates in mind? Like, is there behind the scenes? Are there release dates?
Yes, there are release dates for right now for everything else we're going to do in 2023.
Well, that's nonsense.
There are. I shared that calendar with you the other day.
So were there in January, and they all changed.
They have changed, but now we're at the point of no return. We've signed several different deals in the past week, and we've got to lock these things in. So yes, I know the dates. Any further questions?
We spoke yesterday, you and I, of announcing these dates as part of the live stream for SideQuest Side Sesh.
Yes.
Is that going to happen?
I would say you should watch SideQuest Side Sesh tomorrow night. And if you miss it, then you better tune into the Discord, because thankfully Reddit has burned to the ground. But the Discord
is... What happened to Reddit?
I don't know.
I actually don't know about this.
Nerds get mad about something. It's like the most... It sounds like the most tech... Like weird tech explanation for it shutting down, but something to do with like third-party applications no longer being allowed. I've seen the letters API thrown around a lot.
API is a big... Those three letters are thrown around a lot.
People love
third-party and the letters API. I know they go together, but I don't know how... There are tech people listening to this that are like, I hate these two for how dumb they are as people.
People like using API, just like they like making fun of NTFs.
NTFs?
How many NFTs do you own, Joe?
How many have I invested in, you mean?
Yeah. Have you invested in at least a dozen NFTs?
If I had to, I mean, geez, top of my head, this wasn't on our rundown, so I can't. top of my head, I'd say zero.
NTFs and PAIs. I don't have time for any of that.
Get your KPI in my API.
But yeah, watch SideQuest Side Sesh. There will be there should be an announcement for both the release date of Haunted City season 2 and Get in the Trunk season 5.
Season 5 of Get in the Trunk is heating up behind the scenes. Oh man,
we
recorded something after Last Cannon Fodder last week. We recorded something between that episode and this episode of the FOD that shit got crazy.
My God, we got so much going on. I forgot about like our conversation after that recording too. Like this, get ready. It's going to be a wild summer, Nish.
It is. It's going to be a wild, wild summer. Speaking of which, let's talk about Labs this week. So last week was Alien Part 3. It was absolutely wonderful. Huge, huge, huge thank you as always to Alicia Marie and Mary Lou for joining us. Skid and Matthew crushing it. We had an amazing time. I love that game, and I love our game in that game. I love that story. It was really, really fun. But we knew that we couldn't jump right back into it June 15th, tomorrow. And so we were kind of up in the air, And then similar to SideQuest Side Sesh, something came out of the woodwork yesterday. And we were like, let's just do it. Tell the people what we're doing for a labs experiment tomorrow.
Well, this also goes back to the weekend, because we're getting to the point now where I'm like, I don't think we can do labs anymore. We just got too much going on. And while that's a nice release, it actually is a lot of planning and coordination. And so I went into the weekend being like, fuck, I don't think we're going to do labs for the rest of the month. We'll revisit it.
Well, we asked some people their availability on the 15th and the 22nd, you know, to do games. And we just got a lot of no's, which is like, it's the summer. I mean, it's the summer. People are busy.
Yeah, it's like, we'll look at this in the fall or after Gen Con, because I can't really think about this too much. But then I saw an ad on Facebook, and I didn't read it all the way through. And
you didn't read to the last line of the spell?
I didn't read to the last line of the spell that made it look like Frosthaven was coming to Steam. And so I emailed and texted you and McDee. I was like, yo, let's play Frosthaven for these next 2 weeks on Labs. And then I didn't get any response. And then finally I got a response. And then I started to look into it more. And it looks like Frosthaven just started like shipping from the Kickstarter. And there's a Steam like digital companion to help you manage the game digitally. But it's not like the digital version of Gloomhaven that we play.
You know, I used that when I played real Gloomhaven. Like the pandemic, we used the digital tool set. I had a monitor set up by the table, and it made everything so much faster and easier to play.
I don't think there's any other way to play. But I was kind of bummed about that. And then I was like, well, fuck it. Why don't we just play Gloomhaven? Like, we love playing Gloomhaven. It's easy for us to do. It's not going to take a lot of effort and time. And then throughout the meeting yesterday, Diablo 4 came up, and we were like, should we just fucking play Diablo 4? So it's going to be me, you, McDee, and Rob Kirkovich playing Diablo 4. Possibly. There's a chance we can't get this fucking figured out, because I guess you have to play through the prologue in order to unlock crossplay or like multiplay, and it takes like 3 or 4 hours. So who knows? Tune into Labs and find out.
Dude, I have no idea how long it takes. I think people are, I guarantee you that if you say it takes 3 or 4 hours to complete the prologue, there are going to be people screaming at you like, you're an idiot. It takes 30 minutes to complete the prologue. But like, I just don't really understand those people and how they play. You know, they just play on another level that I think we play. Also, there's just the simple fact, and this is probably going to sound complainy, but it's not. We don't even have any time to like run the prologue of Diablo this week.
Yeah.
Like day and night recordings every day this week for me. Every single day this week. Day Gross. Recordings all day, night recordings all night. So I'm just like, when am I even going to play this? But I did start last night late, and I got an hour in, and I was like, oh, this prologue is not even close to over, I don't think. So we'll see. Maybe I'm just misreading it or whatever, but I haven't seen any indication of being able to multiplayer yet or anything. But so far, the game looks amazing. And I mean, it looks unbelievable.
Dude, so we have to like talk about classes, because if you're going to play the prologue with that class, that's the class you have to be. Like, if
I know, like, that's why I didn't want to get too far into it, because I want to talk to you guys. Like, we got to discuss this.
We got to get a chat going, because if we're going to start prologuing, I know Rob said he made a druid based on Cyndi Lauper, and I don't want him to change that. So
I
guess he's the druid, but we should get a thread going. But yeah, tune into Labs. You never know what you're going to get.
Let's talk about this week's episode of Strange Aeons, episode 79, you know why you're all nah? Because we crushed you. We crushed your boss fight. I don't want to say the first time, because it's been ramping up for a few weeks. For a few weeks, it has really started to feel like something's clicking. And we are getting better at this. Are we getting better at this? What are we looking at with this moon beast? Can you talk about the moon beast?
Yeah, I can talk about the moon beast.
Was the moon beast? Did the moon beast, from a stat block perspective? I forget his name already.
Yathkef. Arknar. This Arknar, one was Arknar.
Right.
Yeah.
So did Arknar have the same stat block as Yathkef?
Essentially, yes. Okay. You know, because he had spent some time with the umbral dragon Orsifelius, I sort of envisioned him having access to some other magics that Yathkef did not have. That just made sense to me story-wise, but those did not come out in the encounter. It came out in the sort of lead up to the encounter. And can I say, no one was happier than I was that you guys succeeded, because it felt like a well-oiled machine. And I've also felt for the past year, I've been having to keep my foot off the gas pedal, which is crazy when you think how close you guys have been to death in every single encounter. I just felt like maybe it's a problem with the translation. Maybe it's a problem with us learning the system, but I felt like I couldn't play like myself for the past year. But I definitely threw everything at you, and you guys still beat him with ease. And so that makes me feel a lot more confident about the future, because there's obviously going to be a big switch once we move to book four. It's a much whole different ball game. But I like the fact that I didn't feel like I had to ease up. I could just lay it on you guys, and you were playing really smart.
I think part of that is on me for sure. I think that I have been too – I think I've spent a little bit too much time now focusing on – I think I talked about this in Fodder a week or two ago. But I've just spent too much time focusing on preparing supportive and distracting spells, illusion spells and debuff spells that are from – my way of thinking, the way that I like to play a wizard and the way that I would love to play Atticus. But at the end of the day, it's just not as practical as just prepping multiple copies of high damage spells in all of your slots and then just like blasting. And so that's what I did over the last few weeks. I've just prepared all damaging spells, and I've unprepared all of my illusion spells and just put only the bonus. I get a free bonus one at every level. And so that's all I've been. Those are all illusion. Everything else is damaging spells. And I'm just sort of like preparing, like I'm heightening magic missile, which I never really did before. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Heightening lightning bolt now that I can. I wasn't like getting into those finer details. So I'm really glad that I think that's making a difference too, that I can spend my actions instead of being like, ooh, I tried this distracting thing. I can just like burn out some damage. So it's good to have that flexibility though. So and it's also neat to know going into book four when things change. Maybe I can go back to spells that are interesting in a social encounter, or, you know, spells that are going to be helpful with solving a mystery or whatever.
For sure.
Yeah. Love a wizard. We get a good grade from Professor Eric this week. That was an intense combat that we iced in like 80 minutes flat, and maybe even less. It was like 75 minutes. And I was waiting for the list of things that we did wrong. Because it was like, we must have done something wrong to make it this easy. Professor Eric's like, no, not so much. The one thing that he says is that Aldo cast guidance twice on himself in the encounter, which I'm sure it's just like, it's like our version of a typo. Like Skid knows that rule. He has said that rule. I think he just forgot that he had cast it already in that encounter. But he did cast it twice in the combat. Professor Eric also points out a little cheat from old Troy LaValle.
Oh, how dare he.
Attack, attack, rend, attack?
You know what? I think I caught it. I thought I caught it on stream that I said like, oh, fuck, rend is an action. And I don't have an action left to do it. But maybe the first time I did it, I didn't catch that.
Maybe you did attack,
attack,
rend,
attack. I remember saying that aloud. I was like, oh, I can't rend because I moved to claw. So the first time I did it, I just I missed that. But I caught it. I don't need Professor Eric to tell me.
Don't get defensive, Troy. He also said that you missed on that fourth action, so it had no impact in the fight at all.
Yeah.
But he said it's just something to look out for.
For sure.
That rend is an action, which is amazing. Because, like, if you move attack, attack, that's a huge difference. That is a huge advantage to the players. I think that's a cool part of the balance of the game.
It's and like, if you're a player who knows you're going up against a creature with rend, you want to draw it away from you to know that it has to move and it can't rend.
Yeah, that's a really good point and a good thing to keep in mind. Overall, a good grade from Professor Eric. He says, it seems that fights are getting a lot more streamlined for y'all. It's and then this little backhanded compliment, which I love. You guys still take about double the time of what I'm used to. He's like, my encounters usually last about 30 minutes. He says, but you guys have much more in-character role play during combat than I'm used to. So that's probably about right. He said, but I'm hearing a lot less second-guessing, rewinding, or rules confusion as before. And I think that you're getting a lot better. And I hope it's feeling better on the performer side, too. So thank you, Eric. Appreciate the analysis there. And I think we all feel that. I mean, even when we talked about Strange Aeons not being weekly anymore, as we go into the summer, now it's going to get filled with Cyquit side sets. But at the time, we just let everybody know Strange Anne's was just going to be on tour. And I think Kate even said it in the episode. Like, the first thing that she says is like, well, I'm finally just like getting in the zone with Eris and with the combat and with like knowing what to do. And now I'm going to forget it all again because we won't play for a month between every session. But hopefully that's not really the case. But it's a you could tell Eve that Kate is just in the zone, which is great.
Yeah, for sure.
That's all I have for this week, buddy. Did you have anything else you wanted to throw out at the Nash before we peace on out?
Wow, this is shorty today. I mean, originally when we thought about bringing Fodder back, we were like, it's going to be like a 15, 30-minute show tops. And they've always been an hour because we got a lot of mistakes and lots of stuff to talk about. What do I want to talk about? Well, I've alluded to this already, but holy shit, are LA and Seattle going to be fucking shows to see live?
Yeah, I think that's a really good... That's another reason that for those that are like wondering if you really like Strange Aeons, like why are we just not continuing to play Strange Aeons up until the release of Gatewalkers? It's like that's part of the reason is we got to a point where it's like we wanted to – you got to stop when you have this perfect moment for a live show. And so these paying audiences can really have an amazing time. And if we continued, then those shows would just kind of go on Twitch and then you'd be in a weird kind of time in the story when you're at a venue. So I think that, you know, we kind of had to stop. And I'm glad we're filling it with SideQuest Side Sesh. But that's one of the reasons why is to make LA such an amazing show.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
of where we're at right now.
LA, Seattle, and Indianapolis are all going to be must-see
shows.
It's going to
be the end of the book, right? Isn't Indy probably going to be the end, like the climax of the entire book?
Dude, if everything goes the way I plan, and it won't. They're going to be, I mean, and also when I think about like Boulder, St. Paul and Asheville, the energy of those shows, how I can't remember the last time we had a streak like that, where I felt good about every one. Even Asheville, I was kind of like, oh, it was a good show. It wasn't as good as the others. And then I watched, I was like, I'm so in it. I can't see it. That show was fucking fire. I cannot wait for these three shows. So. Yeah, man, I don't want to say too much, but the things are about to, business is about to pick up. That's all I'll say.
Good to know. All right, thanks, everybody. We appreciate you hanging out for this slightly shorter FOD this week, but we got to get to work. We got to make some new characters and start playing SideQuest Side Sesh right now. We got a game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. A reminder, if you didn't hear earlier, of course you did, but SideQuest Side Sesh returns tomorrow night. We're going live. Well, not live, but it'll be pre-recorded, but it's live on Twitch. Premiere 8 p.m. Eastern time at twitch.tv/theglasscannon Thursday, June 15th, the 8th birthday of the Glass Cannon podcast. Exciting times, everybody. We hope to see you there. And otherwise, we'll have so much more to talk about next week. Haunted City release dates already announced. Getting the Trunk already announced. SideQuest Side Sesh underway. Next week's FOD's going to be juicy.
Yep.
All right. We'll see you then, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. For more podcasts and live streams, visit glasscannonnetwork.com. And for exclusive shows and content you can't find anywhere else, subscribe today at patreon.com/glasscannon.